Yep.
Well, all that assistance this meeting, I pray God to touch her bottom board and take away what problems she's had like now with Taylor. God, I look over our country and look at Washington and all the confusion. Lord, you're not the author of confusion. Your word says that it's great that the brethren dwell in unity. And I pray we'll have unity in Washington and we'll come together as a nation. And I thank you that we still have unity right here in this meeting, Lord, each day. And you would just bless us and we would do the good for the nation, but good for this county too. So we just lift it up to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
All right. Hopefully we got a short agenda today. I appreciate everybody showing up. We only have one document that needs to be signed, so we ought to be able to stay on track. Cheney listened to us.
I'm ignoring you again, Jeff. I heard every word you said.
There you go. All right. So
we're trying to have unity.
That's it. Open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. And as always, like I said, we cannot respond unless it's an agenda item about public comments. But so anyway, someone from the audience.
Judge Commissioners, on the old JP3 building, they're in the process, that gentleman with ASC, of getting the scope of work. He's going to get 3 bids. And the proposed budget was $5,000 or less, is what he said most likely it would be. So I'm coming to the court to see, do you want me to pick the lowest bidder on that, or you want me to bring it back to court to vote on, or how would y'all want to handle that?
I think I trust you, and you've done this enough now that I feel confident I have no problem that you can make that decision.
I think we can do it that way, can we, or do we need to bring it to court?
Is this the one that's on the state contract? It doesn't.
Sure. The only reason you'd need to come back would be if you didn't pick the lowest bidder.
Yeah. Well, he's not picking it. We have the county's going to pick it. He's just fighting the scope of work.
Well, if it come in way above what we thought it's going to be.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay.
We're all good, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyone else from the audience? From the court?
Just, I see that we have a new scheduled open house for the I-10 project.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say February 24th. I brought the paper with me, but I did not read it. The 24th?
The
20th. 20th, it'll be at West Orange Middle School again.
Not middle school, elementary, right?
What's that on the
MLK?
MLK. Is that elementary?
West Orange Stark elementary School cafeteria.
So it's the elementary. It looks like that the design is to remove the feeder road bridges, to leave the turnarounds in place. The only thing I saw on the notice I got that made me a little concerned is I didn't see the word auxiliary lane on there. And so I think everybody needs to show up, make sure you give your input. And you'll see the flashing sign on ML King that's giving you the right time and date. So just make sure you show up so that you have a chance to voice your opinion about that project. And I've been getting a lot of conversation about their proposed MacArthur Drive project, and I will be talking to TxDOT to try to convince them that that's a bad project. I was on it today, and without all three lanes, if you're pulling out one of those side roads, it's going to be very hard to get yourself on MacArthur Drive if they take out two more lanes. So we'll try to have some conversation with them and see if we can't make them see the light.
Wait, Johnny, you said that was the 24th?
The 20th, I believe I was correct.
20th?
Yeah.
And it's at what time?
6, I believe.
That probably is the other one.
Yeah, I was trying to read
that. I brought the paper, and then I think I left it in my truck.
You may have one in your mailbox, Commissioner.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Okay.
The letter.
But that would be a good public hearing for that ITM project to attend that. So
yes, and that way you
won't. What's your opinion?
You won't rely on rumor. You'll know exactly what their plans are.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
All right. No. And again, just to reiterate earlier, we appreciate you being here, Commissioner Beach. I know that you have been fighting some stuff, and so we want to make sure that we appreciate you showing up. I know you're hurting, so we're going to try to move it through here as fast as we can.
I do want to say one short thing. I appreciate all these men up here, all my friends, and that they have all been concerned, but the biggest thing, they have called to tell me if I need any help in Precinct 2 so that it won't go by the wayside. They are more than happy to help me in bullying. And I appreciate the people in Precinct 2 for being patient. And this too shall pass.
Good deal. Well, I'm glad you're feeling a little bit better. All right. Item number 2, discussion and possible action regarding items related to natural disaster Imelda.
Judge, Commissioners, the community center inviter talked to Michael from Spall Glass right before court, and he said they should be finished by Friday.
Perfect.
So hopefully we'll go and inspect the building and make sure everything's, do a little punch list, make sure everything's okay. If everything's okay, I'll let Tina know that she's be good to go for the election coming up.
I stopped by there today. It looked really good.
That's great. Yeah, that's it.
Is this the time that I can ask you to
to
tell me about my office?
Oh, so the next agenda item.
Be on the next one.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Anything else on Imelda? All right. Item number 3, discussion and possible action regarding items related to Hurricane Harvey, including updates on Orange County buildings, properties, and roads.
Well, if you haven't been to Murrysville lately, somebody actually stole your building. Nah, I'm just kidding.
And been in a week.
Run for cover.
Been in a week.
No, I did get some a dollar amount back from the company that went to check for the remediation on the mold. There, Phil had brought something to my attention that I didn't tell this company about some of the floor joists that would have to be changed out before they could actually deck it out to encapsulate the inside. So I did call her and let her know that we would mark everything inside the building for she could come back and look and see if there was going to be any price difference on it. Right now the price is around $15,000.
For the remediation?
Yeah, but that's putting the floor down too. So you take that's some, that's about $6,000. Yeah, that's okay. So you're probably looking at about $7,000 roughly for the remediation for taking all the ceiling out and all that. I did talk with Scarborough, and he told me that him being the general contractor on the building and all that, that that's something that he could also do as far as giving us a price and all that. And I told him, not a problem, give me a price on it, and we'll go from there, try to get the best price. Yes, sir. As far as the, I talked with the sheriff a while ago, and as soon as I get some more bottom line dollar on the mold remediation, I'll get with Clark and get a load of 60/40 light, and we're going to get some inmates, and we're going to go put some sand on the bottom underneath the building before we cover it up.
So that way it'll settle.
Yes, sir. We'll get that taken care of. Now, as far as the park, Claiborne Park, we ordered some doors, and the last two doors are supposed to be in today. Phil's out there hoping they'll show up today. If they do get there today, we ought to get them installed by tomorrow, and that'll be the last two things to actually paint. Be the last two doors that come in. All we'll have left will be the strip and wax the floor once we get those two doors in on the office. As far as the three pavilions, all the metal's done, all the posts are done. The one pavilion that had a broken toilet, had a broken urinal, we changed it. We're installing new hand dryers because all the ones that were in there had all flooded, and we didn't want to take any chances, so we bought all new ones. Right now, our total price is right at $33,000, what we spent so far at the park. Minus about $12,000 from insurance. So We're still about $22,000, $23,000 out of buildings and ground budget. Of course, there was money put in from the court for some minor roof repairs for this fiscal year and all that, so we shouldn't be in no particular bind as far as what we're doing out there at the park on these repairs. The guys are still working out at the park doing checking the rest of the toilets and stuff at the other pavilions. And once we get finished with that, we're going to start on the sewer. As soon as Phil gets finished with the putting the two doors in, I'm going to have him and another guy over here starting on this project over here.
Perfect.
And then we want to clear up. Once we get the water lines done, then we're going to get a couple guys to concentrate on the Vider office. Try to get that, because I'm going to have to get some inmates to get some carpet ripped out, make it go a little bit faster. Yes, sir, for the sheriff's office, yes, sir. And y'all have any questions?
No, thank you. Sounds like you're moving.
Well, we're trying. I'm really, really and truly. I mean,
how much is this going to put it back, time-wise?
I really couldn't say, Commissioner. I was in contact with Rick yesterday. I sent him a scope of work on the mold remediation where he can get some dollar amounts, and I'm waiting on him to get back with me on that. And I got to get with the other company about going and making sure the price is not going to change on what floor joists that we have to have replaced. But maybe. I mean, some of this stuff goes really fast, but when you start doing your final trim work and all that, that seems to slow down because of all the painting you got to do and trimming in.
Yeah, yeah.
But the construction part, like putting the floor down and insulating, that's going to go fast. It's just a matter of the sheetrock work. Then you have to go and tape and float and texture the wall and paint, primer and paint it. The ceiling, we're going to do a drop ceiling. That's going to go fast.
So, in other words, I have time to change colors again.
We'll just pick a color.
Anyway.
Maybe blue.
Oh, I like it.
That sounds good, Kirk. Thank
so
you.
That's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you, Kirk.
All right. Well, item number four, discussion and possible action regarding paper. Oh, you have. Okay.
I'm on Harvey. Apparently, in the last court session on the roads, according to the minutes, I put that or brought that up, and you guys voted under it, but it was under Imelda, and that should have been under Harvey.
So this was a Harvey road.
It's a Harvey project. I don't think that requires, for what we discussed, an action. I don't believe, Denise. It was the 50% that they're approving through that. Just want to make sure the court was okay with that, and just since it was under that one, I bring that to the court's attention.
It needed to be approved under Harvey.
Right.
Okay. So we should need to redo that action, would we?
No, not if you didn't have to. No, if it wasn't an action item to begin with.
Yeah, I don't think that requires action to begin with.
It was Harvey.
Just want to bring
that. Starting to run together.
To the court's attention.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, item four, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings, and also specifically as follows: a $81,160.08 to Texas Association of Counties Health and Employees Benefits Pool from the general fund 001-101-51270 for group medical, dental, life, and retirees insurance under the age of 65 years for February 2020. Item B, $120,375.32 to United Healthcare Insurance Company from the General Fund 001-101-51270 for group insurance for retirees 65 years of age and older for the month of February 2020, and as follows.
From the General Fund, $356,599.77. Road and Bridge, $6,676.35. Mosquito Control, $6,138.51. Adult Probation, $1,115.66. The Airport, $161.46, and consolidated accounts are $9,146.83, for a total payment of $381,939.58.
Go ahead and pay the bills.
I second that.
All right, we have a motion by one and a second by two to pay the bills as listed. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number five, discussion and possible action regarding the adoption of a special budget in accordance with the provision of Local Government Code 111.0106 from the following: Transportation Services Grant Award increased to $423,523, revenue of 001-000-43770, transportation grant revenue of $87,495 to the expense of 001-601-59999, other of $87,495, and then item B, the FDA grants revenue of 025-000-45690, community and rural health grant, $6,250, to the expense of 0025-908-53000, grant expense of $6,250.
For the transportation grants, is it actually an increase in their award?
Uh-huh.
It's actually like $99,000. But we had already made a budget, so it's a little different, so I didn't want her to think we were not bumping it up the full amount.
Mm-hmm.
And the FDA grants, these are two additional grants that they've secured in the amount of $3,000 each and an outstanding balance of $250 for one prior grant. They want to try to get that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it is a action item.
A motion.
Second.
Motion by three, a second by four. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item six, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from 001-111-53830, contingency of $12,948.28 to 001-111-57520. Environmental cleanup of $12,948.28. Purpose to provide funds for the roll-off boxes and transport of contaminated soil to OMI. Mr. Ardoin?
Judge, Commissioners, this is that that spill that happened out on Tulane Road that was last year, actually, and they're just now billing us for the rest of that job. That was the one TCEQ couldn't find a culprit for, so they pinned it on the county to clean up, or mandated the county clean
up. And they won't help us at all.
They won't help us at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot less money than we thought it was going to be, though.
Well, actually, this is the second payment. No, it was a little. It was more than we thought it was going to be.
Joe, I'm kind of this, so.
Still, I thought it
was
less.
Where do you, like, things like that, contaminated soil, where do they take it?
They'll landfill it. They bring it in and have it.
Like any landfill?
No, it has to be a special.
For contamination.
Mm-hmm.
They handle it a certain way.
What's the closest one around here?
I think Waste Management has Newton County carries that. They have that one. It was that job, and that's the typical procedure. TCEQ can't find the person who committed it, or the company, or whatever, then they'll make the local jurisdictions, whether it be county, city, etc., pay for the cost of it, clean up.
And it ended up being us.
And it ended up being us.
And it ended up being us.
Mm-hmm. All right. They might have barely come clean us up if we can pay them.
Make a motion.
Second. Right, I have a motion by three, a second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. I know that you tried to help them figure out where it came from. And so. I know. All right. Item seven, discussion and possible action regarding awarding IFB 19013 janitorial supplies. Action by the court shall include approval for Orange County judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Ms. Cassidy?
Yes, sir. We'll receive 5 minutes, and we have one tie, which you all will draw for, but
So when said that one was the award by drawing, award to the load leader per item.
Okay. So we need somebody who's wants to come up here and draw out of the little paper bag so that we don't make it look like it's a... There we
all
go.
Right.
I knew we'd have a vote.
I'm brought it by the way.
That's it.
I know.
That's all.
That's all right.
Is that one?
Oh, yep. Should have one. There's still one in here.
All right. Wrong.
The award goes to Sanitary Supply.
Where are they from?
Sanitary Supplies in Baltimore.
Okay.
Building wrong way
to
kill them.
All right. So I have to have a motion on that.
I'll make a motion to make Sanitary Supply our
Sanitarial
Supply Service.
All right. So I have a motion by two, a second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes.
If you have any problems, call Gary at KOPC.
Any problems, call Gary.
Yeah. All right, and then she's got to sign it down there at the end.
Teresa?
No.
Someone?
You know, you guys are just...
I waited on
that. At least let the signature come down here, you know? I have a motion by one, a second by four to adjourn. Commissioner's Court, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? There you go. All right. Thank you.